Hello, you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. My name is Tilly. This is my show, Are You There, Tony Hawk? Hope everyone listening had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had a good Thanksgiving. I got to go home, and I love going home. And I saw a lot of people who were in town that aren't usually in town, so that was really nice. Hope you all had a good one, too. Don't have a guest here today, so mostly going to be me playing music and talking about it. Hope that's okay. It better be. And just a note to any frequent listeners, this is my second to last show of the semester. So next Sunday will be my last show of the semester. Yes, correct. I'm thinking really hard about this. Yes, I'm right. So I know you're all very upset about that, but I think I'll be back next semester. We'll see about it. Okay. For our first song, I don't remember anything about how I found this song, and I don't remember anything about how I feel about it, but I put it on this playlist, so it must be okay. This is $10 by Good Morning. Okay, that was $10 by Good Morning, short and sweet. So what I heard from my actual active listen of that song is that it is literally about shopping, somewhat. And that makes me think of how whenever I went home this week, I did like all of my Christmas shopping. Because no offense to Conway, Arkansas, but I don't know my way around to find good stuff. So I only know how to find good stuff in my hometown. And so now I had to like transfer money from savings to pay for gas. So, you know, that's life. But my tank is full. No, it's not actually because I drove. It's half full. And that's a wonderful thing. So my Tony Hawk fun fact of the day, which I now do after the first song, I didn't forget about it. My Tony Hawk fun fact is that Tony Hawk has an older sister named Lenore, which this is exactly what I wrote in my notes, which I think is funny because the Raven, but the Hawk, and also another named Pat, sibling. which what that means is that Tony Hawk has an older sister named Lenore, such as Lenore from the Edgar Allan Poe poem, The Raven, which is another bird, but Hawk is their last name. So we got a bird theme, right? Like, I'm not making that up. There's a bird theme there. And then there's another sister named Pat, which good name. Anyways, Lenore is a weird name. Is it like short for Eleanor? I've never actually thought about this before. It probably is. Probably is just a nickname for Eleanor. And Pat, I'm guessing, is for Patricia there. I'll think on that. Anyways, I thought that fact was fitting for this next song because this next song always makes me think of my siblings. This is Waiting for a War by the Morning Benders.
Thank you. it's all the same to me, you know it'll be different to you. I'm getting
Okay, that was Waiting for a War by the Morning Benders, and I realized like halfway through the song that I think I've played that on a show before, and I'm sorry because I try to avoid that, but it's getting to the point where I've done so many shows that it gets a bit foggy. I got to give a shout out to my friend Vicky, who is, I think, tuning in for the first time, right? Right, Vicky? You let me know. From LA. She had to get a cab. She said, I'm going to cry about this cab fare. She had a great Thanksgiving. She asked if I can have callers, which, by the way, I can, but I don't know how to do it, so I'm not going to tell you guys the number. Yes, it is Vicky's first time listening. Woo. She said this is the perfect way to arrive to LA. So there we go. Shout out to Vicky. I got to see her over Thanksgiving break for the first time since the summer, and that was really nice. Love you, Vicky. Have fun back at school. This next song, I spent so long convincing myself not to listen to Radiohead, because of the stigma around people who listen to Radiohead, and because my yearbook advisor in high school was really into Radiohead and I didn't want to be like him. No offense, Teague, if you're listening. I doubt you are, though. But I did listen to like This Is Radiohead on shuffle, like right before Thanksgiving break, and I found some songs that I like. Because I knew I would like them. That's the tough part. But I just didn't want to be like a Radiohead listener. But this is Kid A by Radiohead. Thank you. Okay, that was Kid A by Radiohead. I've got to be honest, I didn't remember it being complete, like, ambient all the way through. I thought there was a moment where it was, like Creep vibes. Creep, the greatest Radiohead song on earth, obviously. I think I've, like, barely really dipped into Radiohead, but I think my favorite album by theirs is The Bends, which is not what I just played. I just played Kid A. But The Bends, some really like solid in-between stuff of like that sort of like funky production that we just heard and like the, you know, like classic patterns of like Creep and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm working on listening to Radiohead, and that's my announcement for you all. This next song is, I don't know, I just like it. I don't know how to describe it. I can't remember how I found it either. I'm all a flutter today. I'm all a flutter. That's my new favorite phrase because my mom said it earlier today. But I am all a flutter right now, so I can't remember anything about this next song, but it is called Fall Down, and it is by Crumb. So here we go. Okay, that was Fall Down by Crumb. Better than I remember it being. I'm sorry, I like didn't listen to this playlist like immediately. I made this playlist like a while ago and didn't listen to it immediately before this. So I've forgotten what a lot of them sound like because I don't have them all committed to memory. But that was good. I enjoyed it. This next song is by Kevin Crowder, who I recently was recently told that they came to play at Hendrix like 4 or 5 years ago, which is crazy to me because I really, really love Kevin Crowder. And I think not this song, but another song off of the same EP was my number one song on Spotify Wrapped last year. And other artists that have come to play at Hendrix because of KHDX, this is a little plug for the Hat Trick and like other concerts that they put on, but they've had Coin, they've had Lizzo, they've had Chance the Rapper, and I just saw a poster that leads me to believe that they had OK Go at one point, which is crazy to me. And then other like smaller and like more local artists too. So I don't know. I just think that's really cool. I'm just amazed that they had like OK Go and Lizzo. That's crazy. That's crazy. But anyways, this is Shadowboxing by Kevin Crowder.
What I thought was is not what is it just.
Okay, that was Shadow Boxing by Kevin Crowder. And fun story, during that entire song, I was frantically digging through my Google Drive trying to find my research paper from junior year that I wrote about the art market, like the fine art market. And I could not find it. But the reason I was looking for it is because this next song that I'm about to play, it is very specifically linked to the works of this one artist that I saw once at Crystal Bridges in Bentonville. And I cannot for the life of me remember what the name of the artist is, but I know that I talked about her in my research paper junior year because I used her as like the antithesis of Jeff Koons. I was like, this is a small artist who's underrepresented and doesn't make isn't auctioned for as much as she probably deserves, even though she is sort of well known because she's got works at major museums like Crystal Bridges. But anyways, for some reason, her art is very colorful and very polka dotty, but also it's picnicky, but also there's weird creepy creatures and there's space fights. I don't know. It's very cool. It's hard to describe. I will find it eventually and I can talk about it better then. But this song just has the same vibes as her art. And this whole album really. But this is Doghouse by Trudy and the Romance. Okay, that was Doghouse by Trudy and the Romance, and dedicated listeners, attentive listeners might have noticed in the middle of the song, I think it went through, I was yet again searching for the artist that I was talking about, and I went to the Crystal Bridges State of the Art 2020 website, and I was gonna do a tour, and then it started playing, and it was talking about art, and it was just in the middle of the song. You might have thought it was part of the song, because it kind of didn't, it didn't sound that off. I found the website. Yep, there it is. There it is. Ju Young Choi from Houston, Texas. That is the artist I'm talking about. That is JOOYOUNGCHOI. Google her. Her art is very, very cool. And that, like, okay. Anyway, and that whole album reminds me of her art. It's just like linked, because I think I was listening to that at the time that I like became obsessed with her for a brief moment and was writing my research paper. So it all just sort of like linked together. But I'm really sad that I can't find that research paper, actually, because I worked really hard on that. By the way, you're listening to KHDX FM Conway, Arkansas. This next song I definitely discovered in quarantine, like 2020 summer, like early summer, like the end of May, early June. So it's linked with some not so fun memories, but it's also like sort of like springtimey in my mind, like early summer, going on bike rides, drawing outside and stuff. It's a sweet little song though. This is Peace on the Rise by Chad Van Gaalen.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Peace on the Rise by Chad Van Gallen. And I was still, I continued to scroll through my Google Drive because I was like, oh, what is in here? And I gotta say, most of it is photos that I had to download to design the lit mag at my high school. So word of advice, if you value your Google Drive storage, because mine is 85% full, if you value your Google Drive storage, never become design editor of a lit mag. Worst mistake of my life. Just kidding, had a lot of fun. But worst mistake of my life in terms of my Google Drive. It's like all just photos from that. And I can't even find fun stuff from like sixth grade anymore. I miss that. Like there's like, I found a PowerPoint that I made just called Jazz. I think I had to do a presentation on jazz, I'm guessing. It actually looks really good, but it's because I downloaded a template, like a jazz template specifically. It has like trombones on it and stuff. But it's so informative. So the first slide just says jazz, not capitalized, all lowercase, and it has a picture of a tuba. That's it. And the second slide says origin, 100 years ago, Africa and Europe, New Orleans, slave songs and African-American spirituals. So informative. And there are only two more slides. Key people and concepts. I listed Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong. That's it. That's it. They're the only jazz musicians in the world. And then I played What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. What a beautiful presentation. But that's like the only silly one from middle school that I can find now because of all this lit mag stuff. And I'm a bit upset about it because I know I did a presentation on Venus flytraps and it slapped. I remember doing it and I was like, this is so fun. And I like, I used to like put so much effort into designing my PowerPoints and I miss that. That old me, that drive I had in Google Slides PowerPoint design. But now I don't even use Google Drive at all. I use like Word, like an adult, like a real old fashioned lady. So the remaining 15% of storage in my Google Drive will probably never be full. This next song has a really long title, so I need to figure out how to read that. Okay. This next song is I Will Not Mourn Who I Was That Has Gone Away by Field Medic.
I will not mourn who I was that has gone away. Where these crows keep getting bigger, hanging off the fence post together, nothing's moving, there's no winter, drawn to thrill, drawn to surrender. Somewhere deep inside my memory, there's a kid with a neck so slender, capsized and 10 years later, his arms attached, and he's like a sailor, but so every day he's underwater, isolation, cave mouth darkness. He's trying to say something, it makes no sense. But somewhere deep inside his memory, there's a kid that would just go walking, 24th Street thrift shopping. He looks so happy trying on a costume, but after endless days of dull repetition, are you reaching out or are you reaching through? Are you a ghost in an empty room? In an empty room. Alright. dies, and 10 years later, his arms are tattooed. He looks like a sailor. I will not mourn who I was that is gone away.
Okay, that was I Will Not Mourn Who I Was That Has Gone Away by Field Medic. I had a fun anecdote about Field Medic, I thought. Oh, I follow Field Medic on Instagram, and fun fact, they have a lip mag, but I'm sure their Google Drives aren't full because of it, because they're probably more responsible than me. But, you know, there's a possibility that their Google Drives are also 85% full because of their lip mag. And also, I continued scrolling through my Google Drive because this is all I do whenever songs are playing. And I found a bunch of Latin presentations. And that was, whew, that gave me whiplash. I definitely regret taking Latin in, actually, not definitely. I probably regret taking Latin in high school just because it was virtual. I was so bad at it. But I did learn a little bit of Roman history, which was cool, I guess. But I also found some art history PowerPoints, which is like my favorite class that I took in high school. And we did this one at the beginning of the year where we just like made a PowerPoint of like 10 pieces from the AP art history curriculum that we found interesting or had questions about or just like liked. And I have some good choices on here, I think. There's Oppenheim's object, which is like the hairy teacup. And I was like, I have questions about this. Same with the Rembrandt self-portrait with Saskia, because that's the one where his wife looks like a little baby. I think it's his wife. I can't remember. I said, I have questions about this. But then I was just like, I like this Matisse piece. Oh, actually, no, I said it represents me. Oh, I'm so full of myself. And I said I loved the daguerreotype, Still Life in the Studio, which I do. Anyways, that was a fun assignment, and that was whenever I was just beginning to get into green, because the background was green, and I think, like, every PowerPoint I made after that had a green background. So an interesting look into the transformation of Tilly. And by the way, you're listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. This next song, I remember finding because I followed some music Instagram, and they, like, posted it on their story. They were like, this is good, and it had, like, the artist had like 300 listeners at the time. They might have a little more now. Because I think one of their songs is actually big on TikTok now, or slightly big. I can't remember. It's not this one though. But then after I started listening to them, I found a print at a vintage store, like a random flea market in my hometown, that was the same art that's on the album cover of this, but it like didn't have like the logo or anything. So I think it's just like the art that they ripped off for the album cover. And I bought it, and I think it's really funny. It's just like a little cat in a field though. It's kind of cute. This is Par 5 by Kitty Craft.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Par 5 by Kitty Craft. And I just want to paint a little picture for you guys of like where I am right now and how it feels. So the SLTC, so like the building that I'm in, outside the window, all the lights are off because it's technically still Thanksgiving break. So the lights are off. No, like the building is not operative, but the booth lights are on. So outside the booth window, all I can see is my own reflection. So it feels like I'm on an island alone. And also, for some reason, my hands are really cold, but the rest of me is really warm in the booth. So like, I don't want to put on my jacket, but my hands are freezing. They're absolutely freezing. So I feel like maybe I'm in like purgatory right now. That's the vibes that I'm getting. And it's like completely dark outside, obviously, because it's 8:48. I'm not excited to walk home. Anyways, I have time for like two more songs. Yeah. So I've got to prioritize here. This next song is, which one do I want to do? This next song is by Animal Collective, who I was introduced to by my sister, but I feel like my brother likes them more now. Very good band. I have Painting With on vinyl. I have the record for Painting With, which is the one with like my siblings' favorites. But this is not from Painting With. This is from Fuels. This is Grass by Animal Collective. Okay, that was Grass by Animal Collective. Also, like midway through that song, the lights in the booth did flicker, and I am a little scared now. Also, if the power goes out, I'm not sure what happens. Like, I guess the broadcast stops. I don't think the power is going to go out, but the lights did flicker, and it did creep me out. So I only have time to play us out with one last song, so I am going to say goodbye. You've been listening to KHDX FM, Conway, Arkansas. This has been Are You There, Tony Hawk? I'm Tilly. I had a good time talking to you guys tonight, and I will see you next week for the last show of the semester. To close us out, this is High Tops by MAGS. Thank you and good night.